This is an RNIB talking book.
A Buyer's Market by Anthony Powell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
A Buyer's Market, Chapter 1. The last time I saw any examples of Mr. Deacon's work was at a sale held obscurely in the neighbourhood of Euston Road many years after his death. The canvases were none of them familiar, but they recalled especially, with all kind of other things, dinner at the Walpole Wilsons, reviving with a jerk that phase of early life. They made me think of long-forgotten conflicts and compromises between the imagination and the will, reason and feeling, power and sensuality. Together with many more specifically personal sensations experienced in the past of pleasure and of pain. Outside, the spring weather was cool and sunny, Mr. Deacon's favourite season of the year. Within doors, propped against three sides of a washstand, the oil paintings seemed, for some reason, appropriate to those surroundings, dusty, though not displeasing, even suggesting in their way the kind of home Mr. Deacon favoured for himself and his belongings. The sitting room over the shop, for example, informal, not too permanent, more than a trifle decayed. His haunts, I remembered, had bordered on these northern confines of London. Accumulations of unrelated objects.